Hey, Karen, this is WRKB 487 Kimber, and I would like to, there's a little cool story I would like to announce to everybody. I don't know if anybody's still listening, but I'm going to break for a minute and tell you about a rescue story that happened just 2 days ago on Monday using GMRS radio and this repeater system.
Go ahead.
So what happened is, hang on, I'm going to break and so I'm not doubling with you. All right, I'm going to go with the story. Pretty cool, and I want people to be aware of how important it is for radio in this community, in these areas. So over GMRS radio, which I was monitoring on Monday at a little after 4 p.m., Ron 963 got on, Ron and Belinda, good friends, and they said they were headed up the mountain to King Mountain to rescue six elderly people who got caught in two vehicles near the top. They could see the radio towers on King Mountain around here, and they got their vehicles stuck in the snow. So Ron gets on and says he's asking for assistance, for somebody to go up and help. And then he gets back on, he monitors, and I hear him break. So basically, I went through the process of asking if they needed assistance and trying to get other people to come in and join them. It was a giant collaborative effort. They got to the snow line, and they could no longer go up. He had a little vehicle, a little snow vehicle that was able to go up and check on the people, but they had to get a couple trucks with four people and go up there and wait at the snow line, and then he went up to see these old people who were stuck. No idea why they were up there, but they were, and they couldn't get them out, so I had to call search and rescue, call the sheriff's department, 911, and activate that, and it was a whole big rescue effort. Break. All of that was because they did not have cell phone service up there. They couldn't reach out and make the call themselves, so they called over GMRS radio. I answered, made the call, and it was a search and rescue effort to go up there and get these folks, and it worked great, but it lasted until about 9:45 p.m., and they finally got up there with the rescue equipment and got these old folks out, and it was quite the process. So you guys, GMRS radio is pretty darn cool in this area, and I just wanted to thank everybody and announce that. So thank you, Jeff and Dale, and the OregonGMRS.org repeater system. It's pretty great. That's all I have to say. WRKB 487 Kimber monitoring.
Water for the ear. Awesome. Thank you for that story, Kimber. That just goes to show you that you should take your radio wherever you go. If you go to town, make sure you have your radio with you. 359 Karen, still monitoring. This is WQZA Bravo, and Kimberly, thank you for sharing that. And that was wonderful. So cool that happened.
Copy that. It was a pretty cool deal for sure, and I was happy to be part of that. You know, the funny story is the next day I was in town, and I happened to run into Ron and Belinda and talk to them, talk to Belinda and actually her daughter Izzy, and they were saying, you know, what was going on and how Ron was up at that moment trying to go up there and help them get their vehicle back out because they had to leave their vehicle behind up there. Anyway, pretty darn cool deal, and I think there was a break. A gentleman came in to try and speak, so go ahead and come now.